a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
Is that show, right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, and that's Weezer in the background. That's our band of the day.
Who's he?
I hate this. Gosh darn it. Yeah, Scott pretended like he didn't know who Weezer was. But I know you know. I know you know. So don't pretend. We're hanging out here at Homie this afternoon. We're going to talk to Superfan Katie in just a few minutes here. Don't worry about it. We've got Jazz tickets still to give away. I think we had some winners in the last segment. And I'm certain we did. And then next hour, we'll be giving away a four-pack as well. And of all the things, though, that we've been talking about today, Scott, I was thinking about this, and I was going, you know, the Jazz are in town tonight. And, you know, these home games are an amazing opportunity because think about it, to really look and go, okay, a year and a half ago or, you know, a year, you know, 2 years ago, nobody was in the – or a year and a half ago, I guess. No one's in that arena, and then now we're at the point where everybody's walking in, walking around. If you've walked through the hallway at Vivint during a full game these days, it's pretty amazing to be able to see everybody back, see everybody hanging out, and it's just an awesome thing to see everybody back together again. So – Jazz Nuggets tonight.
I hope,
just need a W.
Yeah,
okay?
I hope people, when we get through all of this COVID stuff.
People say that when they go, well, when this is over. We've been saying that for 2 years. It's so,
I know, but
it's been so
but
long.
My point about it is, you know, this has been a tough thing. I mean, it's been a hard thing for people to deal. I mean, it's just totally upended our entire world. Everything that we do has changed. And I hope maybe people have a little bit more respect, appreciation, kindness towards other people from this experience. I'm doubtful, at least in general terms, but I just hope people maybe have some more patience for others.
My wife pointed out that I've been a little bit on edge driving. You know, if you get into those habits when you're driving of hating everybody, if every person you meet on the road is a jerk, you're the jerk. That's what my wife has pointed out to me.
Did she tell you you were the jerk?
Yes.
Yeah.
I deserved it. Because like there are people who would be like, what is this guy doing? You ever say that to somebody on the road? What is this guy doing? Like he's like as if he's going to hear it. And then, look, settle down out there, all right?
I'm not the most patient driver.
No, you're not. No, you're not. I just try to keep up with you. I just try to keep up with you.
Well, that electric car you have has
it's got some zippity-doo-da. Scott, it's time for a market update. We have every day here for you, brought to you by trydaytrading.com. Dow flat today, up 15 only. S&P 500 up 8, and your NASDAQ is up 9 points right there. There's your – by the way, speaking of markets, Tesla, its market value went over $1 trillion today.
Okay, when we were at the store on Friday.
Yes,
and we had, you know, football Fridays.
There was about 1,000 Teslas pulled up.
Okay,
right?
There was this one parking spot. We're in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're at our
yes.
table there. And I was like, is this like Tesla only parking? Because it was like every car. The car would pull in, it'd leave, another car would show up, and they were all Teslas.
Yeah. Well, look, in this parking lot, it's probably about the same, too. It's probably about half of the – you see a ton of Teslas right here. Scott, I wanted to bring up – that was our market update, by the way. As I said, brought to you by TryDayTrading.com. Visit TryDayTrading.com. Become a day trader yourself. I was thinking about this UCLA game this weekend and how you talked –
were you really?
Yeah, because okay. When we were talking about – well, because we did show prep, we do that on the show.
Yeah.
Well, you and I were talking about Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and I was like – okay, who's better, Jaden Daniels or Dorian Thompson-Robinson? Because and Cam Rising has the same capability as both those two guys. And I was thinking to myself, which one actually likes to run? Because it seems like Cam Rising actually right now is the one who likes to run the most. Because
among all of them.
Probably because he's done the least amount of it. And these guys are like, hey, man, I've been doing this too long. I don't want to run anymore.
It feels that way. Like Jaden Daniels when Utah played, like early on in the game, he was running.
Yeah.
And he took some shots. And then later on in the game, it was like, nah, not so
I'm
much.
Throw this ball away.
And that's the scary thing. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jaden Daniels, both are scary running the football. But it's even like Jaren Hall at BYU. I mean, he is a threat to run. I mean, he's scary. Like what he can accomplish.
If you can outrun the DBs at Baylor for a 56-yard touchdown, you're a threat.
Yes, and it's a massive threat. And so you have these guys that go like if I'm a defensive coach, I'm scared to death.
Yeah.
Because don't take off running. But I think a lot of these guys now, these dual threat core, I don't think they want to run anymore, except for Cam Rising. And I even brought this up with Coach Wood. I'm like, don't you think you need to kind of reel him in just a little bit? Because if he gets injured, you do not have a quarter. I mean, you have nobody on your roster right now that has any playing time.
Can we all agree that
Cam Rising is just like, I want to run, and I want to run into things and around things and over things, and I don't care.
Can we all agree that Thick Boy is the worst nickname ever?
Hey, name, image, and likeness. He's selling the heck out of Thick Boy.
Thick Boy. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's a JCW shake right there.
Right.
You got to get somebody to name
I mean,
that
it might be a, you know, a, kind of an, it would explain you and I a little bit. But I don't know that I'd want that as my nickname.
Yeah, your old moniker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scott, last time these two teams played, 49-3, Utah won. Utah hasn't lost in the last four meetings. They're on a four-game win streak. Chip Kelly's brought UCLA here to Salt Lake City and had his absolute tush handed to him. And I think that this is a very different UCLA team. I didn't want to admit it because you and I have been kind of or at least I've been kind of basking in the fact that Chip Kelly hasn't been that successful at UCLA.
Right.
He's never been particularly nice to us at Pac-12 Media Day. But He turned this thing around a little bit. This is a way better UCLA team we're used to seeing.
No, they're a lot better. And this was a team that was just full of young players. I mean, Dorian Thompson-Robinson has been playing at UCLA for 5, 6, 8, 10 years now. I mean, really, he's the guy that and you're starting to see that maturity kind of come through, and you're starting to see this team gel. And you know, UCLA is one of those programs that, like, if it ever catches fire, they ever figure out how good they actually could be, you know, they could be an elite team in the Pac-12 easily.
We're going to take another break here.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.